the campaign. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Trump today attending two events to begin his 2024 run.
The events centered on early Republican primary states. The former president spoke in New Hampshire Saturday afternoon and South Carolina Saturday night.
This campaign will be about the future. This campaign will be about issues. Joe Biden has put America on the fast track to ruin and destruction, and we will ensure that he does not receive four more years.
President Trump spoke about his traditional core issues, touting his record on the economy, border, energy, and the belief that the Biden administration has gone too far in promoting what Mr. Trump calls woke ideology.
Fox's Kevin Uresky. Protests continue in Memphis after the release of video showing officers beating Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month. Nichols died several days later. The five officers involved have been charged with second-degree murder. The department says the Scorpion crime unit they were members of has been deactivated. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. The move is in response to a pair of shootings that included one today that wounded two people and an attack outside an East Jerusalem synagogue Friday night in which seven people were killed. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin posting his first video on Instagram since suffering cardiac arrest during a game against the Bengals.
What happened to me on Monday Night Football, I feel, is a direct example of God using me as a vessel to share my passion and my love directly from my heart with the entire world.
Hamlin also thanked his fans and teammates for all the support he's received. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Massachusetts mother who had lived in a car with her child is now facing charges in the death of that child.
Prosecutors in Peabody say the unidentified 28-year-old woman contacted a friend on January 18th to say her child appeared unresponsive. Police then found evidence of illegal drugs in the car that the child had been exposed to. The woman has pled not guilty in court to charges of reckless endangerment as well as permitting substantial injuries to a child. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The debate over transgender athletes and female events is now focused on track and field.
Track and field's governing body, World Athletics, is being criticized for its new proposal. It says transgender women should be allowed to take part in elite female sport, but only with a lower testosterone threshold than allowed up to now. Athletes criticizing the World Athletics stance include the British shot putter Amelia Strickler, calling it really upsetting. Swimming has taken a tougher line, banning trans athletes who've experienced any part of male puberty. Others argue sports must find a way to include trans women. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A warning to those who want to keep chickens for their eggs.
If you want your own chickens to produce your own eggs, the CDC warns they can come with diseases. The big concern, salmonella. It produces fever and stomach cramps. The CDC says it investigated 13 multi-state outbreaks of salmonella linked to backyard poultry in 2022. Over 1,200 people got sick. Two of them died. Another disease, histoplasmosis. It also produces a fever as well as muscle aches and coughing. It's caused by a fungus in soil contaminated by bird droppings. They're recommending washing your hands after touching poultry, supervise kids around the flocks, and don't kiss your chickens. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.